meditation. 13th of January, patient Daisy, D-A-I-S-Y-M, McCollum, capital M-C, capital C-O-L-L-U-M, date of birth 3-17-1942. Daisy McCollum was seen for evaluation of possible thyroid dysfunction, per paragraph. At this visit, she had no specific complaints and specifically no symptoms suggestive of a thyroid hormone imbalance, such as shakes or tremors, aches or cramps or palpitations, per paragraph. Past history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, per paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorders, per paragraph. Social history, she lives alone, does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Guard medication, lovastatin, 20 milligrams daily, and diltiazem, 180 milligrams daily, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure, 168 over 78, common weight, 120 pounds, the BMI is 23.5 for the pulse 70-minute period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged with normal abdominal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck, but the hearts and other lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph, I reviewed recent lab tests, which include a normal TSH 0.7, thyroid microsomal antibody present in low titer, and a free T4 of 2.2, elevated per paragraph impression, normal thyroid function with a spurious elevation in the T4, likely secondary to a lab error per paragraph. At this point, I've recommended no further investigation for a possible thyroid imbalance per paragraph. Next patient. N-A-N-E-T-T-E, Prieur, P-R-I-E-U-R, date of birth 4-3-1955. Nanette Prieur was seen for an evaluation of hypothyroidism, per paragraph. She has been hypothyroid for about 6 years and treated with Armour thyroid, per paragraph. She states that she feels better on Armour thyroid versus other levothyroxine products, per paragraph. She does have intermittent hair loss, headaches, dry skin, and some issues with memory, per paragraph. She's seen a dermatologist for itching and burning of the scalp, per paragraph. Past history is notable for hypothyroidism, psoriasis, and stress and anxiety, period. She states that she's lost about 20 pounds in the past year, but appears to have stabilized, per paragraph. Family history, her mother had hypothyroidism, per paragraph. Social history, she has worked in quality control as an inspector and retired. She does not smoke or drinks alcohol, per paragraph. Current medication is Armour thyroid, 15 milligrams daily, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable, 12 systems evaluated apart from weight loss during the summer, intermittent constipation, and anxiety, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 68, cow weight 140 pounds, BMI is 23.3, per the pulse 66 per minute, per. The thyroid gland was not enlarged with normal abdominal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck, but the hearts and normal lungs were clear. The peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. I reviewed recent thyroid function tests, which include a TSH of 3.52, in a borderline range, and free T4 0.64, low normal. The free T3 was 4.2, normal. Peer paragraph impression, hypothyroidism, likely secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Period. She also has anxiety and stress, and intermittent problems with hair loss. A history of psoriasis, per paragraph. I feel that her hair loss is like secondary to a combination of weight loss, possible stress, and perhaps other factors, period. To improve her energy level, I've recommended that she take an extra dose of Armour per week, and we'll see her back for follow-up in about 4 months, per paragraph. She may also have perimenopausal symptoms, per paragraph. Next patient. Samantha, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A, Adler, A-D-L-E-R, date of birth 5-16-1991. Samantha Adler was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism and possible thyroid nodule, per paragraph. She is now about 6 months postpartum and was found to have previous hypothyroidism with elevated TSH, period. She's also had a previous ultrasound of her thyroid gland about 8 years ago and was told that she had Hashimoto's thyroiditis, period, paragraph. Past histories otherwise notable for anxiety, period, paragraph. She has 3 children, all well, period, paragraph. Social history, colon, she works in IT at Trinity Health, period, paragraph. Current medications, colon, Levoxil 0.075 milligrams daily, comma, increased about 2 weeks ago, and Zoloft for anxiety. Paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable for 12 systems evaluation, apart from intermittent muscle and joint discomfort and recent increase in weight. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 100 over 64, pulse 70 minute, period. The thyroid gland was enlarged to about 1.5 to twice normal size and was firm in consistency, period. There was no neck lift adenopathy, period. The hearts and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact. Paragraph. I've reviewed previous tests, including an ultrasound of her thyroid gland, which shows an enlarged gland, but no evidence of thyroid nodules, and no neck lymph adenopathy, period. TSH previously was elevated to 39, period, paragraph. Impression, hypothyroidism, pancreatic Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and small nodule in the right lobe of the thyroid gland. She also has probable postpartum thyroiditis in the setting of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, per paragraph. I have asked her to increase her levothyroxine to 0.075 milligrams, 8 pills per week, and return for follow-up in 2 months, per paragraph. Patient.